Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Joining us now on the line is Shante Felix with the Maryland State Highway Administration. Thank you very much for joining us, Shante. So how's it going in the state of Maryland? What are your trouble areas? Where are things a little better, perhaps?
Well, what we mostly have are freezing rain conditions. So it is a salting operation. If you look in the area of I-270 near Gaithersburg, you'll see some snow. We have about 2,600 pieces of equipment out right now. We're asking people, you know, if possible, delay travel or stay home. A lot of schools are closed.
Yeah.
Good day to bundle up with your hot chocolate and watch a couple of movies. But if you do have to go out, you know, don't go too fast for conditions. Slow down. Don't get overconfident because there's not a foot of snow on the ground. The speed limits are set for dry conditions, so you want to go at least below the speed limit.
What about as you go further north and up into western Maryland?
Well, our western area is where we're having the snow is where we're plowing, but the 95 corridor, I think north and south is where we're seeing the freezing rain conditions. So we have different. We're plowing and salting. We're salting in the areas where there's freezing rain. We're plowing in the areas where there's snow. So we have both operations covered.
Yeah, and when it comes to the overpasses and the ramps, those seem to be the big problems, the big problem areas. Because, of course, the air gets under them, and it makes them cold, and so they freeze faster.
Yes, the ice is no one's friend. They definitely freeze first. The exit ramps, the overpasses, the bridges, yes, they freeze first. So we're asking people to just exercise caution. In an ideal world, people would be able to stay home and let us do our work unencumbered, but we understand that people have to go out. We're just asking them to be careful, drive below the speed limit, and exercise caution as best they can.
All right. Yeah. So I guess given the fact that we haven't had a very rough winter, y'all are probably budget-wise and salt-wise in really good shape, right?
Yeah, so we budgeted, I believe, $60 million for the whole winter. We calculate how much we spent at the end of the season. But we haven't had a major snowstorm yet this season, so things have been going well or bad, depending on how you feel about the snow.
Shante, quick question. Do you use that beet mix that everyone's talking about?
The beet mix? Well, we use the brine in our pre-salting operation, and that's a portion it's like 20% salt, and we use that in our pre-salting operation.
But is that the salt mixed with the beet mixture?
No more beets.
Okay. All right, good.
Interesting. Well, I find that so interesting, the beet thing. It fascinates me.
It is.
Well, Shante, thank you so much for joining us and giving us the very latest there from the Maryland State Highway Administration.